Dale, you're the recipient of the NAMA Agribusiness Leader of the Year Award, and I, proud to see a fellow Missourian who has won this, of course. Tell me, just first of all, how it feels to have been the honoree here today.
Well, in a lot of ways, it's just it's kind of indescribable. But it, in the comments I made about it being like a goal that you kind of set, or you have a dream that maybe one day you'd have the opportunity to win this award when you're young and right out of college, and I just figure out what it is. But then you kind of things change, and you kind of think that it's probably never going to happen. It's a little bit like the story I told about a fourth grader dreaming about being in a World Series. It's like lots of people have those dreams, but seldom do they come true. So it's a dream come true, and it just is elating. And I'm just really humbled and appreciate the fact that somebody recognized us for what we do, and I'm really proud of that.
I think the organization wanted you to make some comments about, what you think of the state of agribusiness and what things look like here in the near future. What were some of the things that you'd point out?
Well, I think that agriculture is in a great position. If you take a look at what we currently do, we feed the world. And that in itself is a huge, worthy goal, and one that we do very, very well. Now, I made some comments about a few things that we can change and a few things that we can do as far as, meet at least the wants of people, not necessarily the needs, but if people are willing to pay more for certain things, well, let's deliver it to them. And number two, we're in the processing of fueling the world. We need to figure out how to drive production, and there's ways to do that. I talked about we just have to get higher yields in soybeans, and one of the great things about Kip Keller's world record is that it should have told people that we're nowhere close to what the cap is on yield, that there's lots of room left. We need to think about new ideas on how to get yields higher. Also about focusing on higher oil content in soybeans, and then beyond that, a huge goal in prevention of certain types of diseases are getting into the healthcare area. So we feed the world, we fuel the world, and now we're going to also be in the healthcare business long term by being able to identify certain compounds. I was referring primarily to soybeans, but there's a whole bunch of other plants that some of those compounds in as well that help reduce our risk at getting heart disease or cancer. And if we identify those and we can get through biotechnology, probably get that plant to produce more of it, we can either then use a delivery system of feeding soy foods, or we can extract it from the plant and feed it as a supplement. So it's really exciting, in my opinion.
Thank you very much, and again, congratulations, Dale.